All right, guys, what's going on? We're here today to do a little interview with Bubby. And, Bubby, how do you feel about the fact that Frozo and I did a little episode without you?
Honestly, I'm really happy that you guys actually continued a somewhat healthy schedule
What a fucking fag.
I'm just saying, like when you guys were like, "Oh, let's do," fucking Frozo was like, "Oh yeah, let's do this every weekend," and I was like, "Okay, cool." And then we skipped 2 fucking weeks,
Yeah, we did.
Almost a whole month.
I'm pretty sure on that same week we promised our viewers for a second episode because you were coming back from the casinos.
Yeah, I went gambling.
Yeah.
I lost $300.
I'm sorry to hear
Dude, it was bad. I had
that.
fun, but it was like, fuck.
I'm gonna drink to that. Sorry for you. This is $300.
It was a fun time. I was celebrating my birthday. It's all good.
Yeah.
So,
Happy birthday.
yeah. There's a couple things I want to talk about.
All right.
First of all, let's talk about how should I say this? It's not a celebration because it was a bad thing.
Oh.
9/11.
Okay.
Yeah, that just happened recently.
Happy 9/11, everybody.
Yeah, happy. Do you say happy 9/11?
Yeah, I do actually. I went and said something about Happy 9/11 to some people because of the fact that, like, you gotta remember the people that not only died, but the people that served during that time, and the fact that we got over such a great incident and we all came together as a country against the people that were attacking our country. And I think people need to remember that, and people need to remember why we are America and what makes us great.
Nice save. I'm very happy that they weren't
Nice.
beating the dead cow of 9/11 this year. Like, I didn't see anything about 9/11 really this year,
Neither did
which
I.
I'm really happy they stopped beating that dead cow. But like, I do want to ask you, what is your 9/11 story? Do you remember 9/11? Like,
Well,
were you alive?
I was definitely alive, you know, because I'm old enough to drink and everything. But there wasn't anything crazy happening at the time. I just remember being like in school. I wasn't pulled out of school or anything like that. My parents mostly filled me in on like what they did for their day. Like, I think they were at work. My mom and dad at the time worked at a hospital, like a small clinic more so than a hospital. And they were just like, it was terrifying news. My brothers were off doing their own thing, so they didn't really see the news or anything. But it was definitely devastating for everybody who saw it on the news. And my parents, they actually lost a lot of money and everything because of the fact that our family
The
had
World Trade
invested so
Market.
much. Yeah, the World Trade Market, they invested money into it. They put stuff in that bank. And then the fact that everything got destroyed, the documents were destroyed, we lost money, and so, you know, like it was a giant
Have they been
setback.
Repaid with that or no?
No, not at all.
That's fucking crazy.
But the reason why is because we didn't think ahead and keep a copy of the documents for ourselves.
So it was basically you making false claims, or what the government saw as false claims.
Yes.
You're just trying to use a tragedy to make money.
Exactly.
That's
And even though that wasn't the case, it was still seen like that
right.
exactly because we didn't have the documents anymore. And so we had to accept our losses, but we still move forward to this day, you know, just surviving everybody else, that kind of thing.
I know Frozo's story, because we talked about this like a while ago. He was
Hey,
saying
masturbating in the bathroom.
he doesn't remember shit.
Oh,
Yeah.
about masturbating or about 9/11?
The latter. I had to think about that one. I don't know what he does in his free time. He was telling me that he went to college, and there it was like he was a class of, people my age, his age. And one of the chicks, they asked her, like, "Oh, what do you remember 9/11?" She was like, "I remember I was so scared and the future of my country and blah blah blah." And Frozo was like, "Bitch, no you weren't. If you're my age, there's no fucking way you were thinking about that shit. There's no, fuck you.
Yeah.
You wanna hear my autistic story of 9/11?
I'm ready.
Alright, so I was in insert grade. I feel like I need to do that properly, but like, it's fine. I'll skip it over it.
The grade's been inserted.
Right, it's been inserted. It was weird. We went to class, we're all sitting, and the teacher wasn't there. So we're doing that weird thing where it's like almost like a baseball player trying to steal a base, you know?
Okay.
We're doing like 1 foot's at our desk, but like the rest of us is at another table talking to everyone. Mm. So we're not getting in trouble, parentheses, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're saying you had to stay in your seat.
Right, right, right. But like before that, we're like, I guess we're not doing anything today. And then we progressed into that and we're just like having a fun time hanging out. And eventually my teacher, she comes in with this TV. And this TV isn't what she used to bring in, like, when we watched...
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
No, it was actually other cartoons. I don't remember the fucking cartoons that we would used to watch, but it wasn't Bill Nye. Not in that grade. But, like, it was a TV where the monitor, like, the whole, the case for it was bigger than the screen.
Okay.
So, like, really fucking ancient.
Yeah.
She wheels it in. And I look at her and I say, like, oh, are we watching cartoons? She plugs it in, turns it on, and deadass, I see the fucking second plane fly into the second tower.
Oh, man.
And she's holding her mouth, trying not to cry, all right? She's an older woman. And I look at her and I'm like, I like cartoons. That is my, like, and
you're watching this devastating scene, and you're just like, wow, these cartoons got really realistic.
Oh, dude, I remember perfectly seeing that explosion and shit. I just staring at her, and I'm like, I like cartoons. And, like, she's grabbing her mouth, you know, tears are going down her face and whatever, and she goes out the room, and, like, all of the teachers in the break room are just like, all right, well, I guess no school. And then the intercom's like, hey, get the fuck out of school.
Yeah.
Your parents are here. And my mom fucking sped through traffic or whatever and got us picked up.
The only time that's ever happened to me in school was, I think I was in, like, maybe sixth grade. Yeah, I was in sixth grade. And a giant hurricane was coming to hit us. And, I mean, like, there was, like, the sirens were going off and people were like, take shelter, you know, you're in like, a school is the safest place you can be because it's made out of cinder blocks.
Was that when Krampus came out?
I think so, actually. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because I remember there was a lot of storms when Krampus came out. Because, like, I almost died coming back home from Krampus.
Oh, man.
That movie that came out, like,
that time.
It was, like, 5 years ago something.
Well, I was definitely not in sixth grade 5 years ago. I was...
Yeah, no. I mean, I know I sound like I should... I sound like I'm still in sixth grade. I
can't explain that. Genetics. We'll leave it to genetics.
Hey, you know, God was like, hey, man, if you want a big dick, you gotta have a small voice. And I was like, okay.
He was trying to teach you Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly, carry big stick.
Yeah, unfortunately, this was Chinese God. It's like perfectly... It's above average.
At least it wasn't like 22 Jump Street Korean Jesus.
Yeah. I guess it was American Jesus, American God, because it's like above average. It's not like, because I think average in America is like 5 inches, right?
Yeah, like 5 to 6 inches, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I'm above.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice. So moderate, okay. You know?
I was never that guy to go and measure my size. However.
You gave me a broken ruler. To measure mine, because I was... How did that story go? Like, what the fuck happened?
Well, dude, okay, so should
we come back to the broken ruler story and then...
Yeah, okay. So I was in I was in sixth grade, and they had the sirens going off and everything during this hurricane, and for some reason, there was all of these, like, parents that came by to pick their kids up. So not only were they driving through this hurricane storm to come pick their kids up, but they were also, like, putting their kids in more danger than they would have been if they stayed at the school. And the only reason I'm livid about this is because I was the only kid left at the school because my parents were at their jobs doing their medical stuff. And I was over here like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to rot in school. You know, I'm just going to be here the rest of my life. I hope there's enough food for me or something, you know. Maybe the staff will take care of me. Who knows? Maybe we'll make a new call.
Did anyone stay with you?
A
teacher should have stayed with you, right?
Yeah, there should have been a teacher staying with me, but I just remember being in, like, the music theater room. No, not music theater, but just the theater room at the time. and the teachers and everybody had left, and they went to, like, a different room.
Everyone left you?
Yeah. I was the only person in that room the entire
time. They left you at fucking school alone?
I guess they thought that I was going to be, you know, a good kid and not leave.
Self-sufficient or something?
Yeah, or some shit. I don't know.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I agree. But, and you got to think about this, too. Like, with a hurricane, at the end of the day, the duck and cover, that doesn't work.
No, it's... Yeah, no.
It's a natural disaster. It rips through concrete and other things. The duck and cover is to make feel the safety.
Not a single teacher was like, all right, at the least come home with me, like a female teacher.
I feel like a female teacher would have a motherly instinct to bring me right home.
Were you just that much of a fucking shitter?
I don't know. that was the same school that I took, like, a metal pipe and I, like, knocked some kid's teeth out and I was in suspension.
Oh, yeah. So they were just seeing you as acceptable losses.
I think that they saw me as, like, that kid that was like, oh, he knocked a kid's teeth out with a pipe. He knows how to handle a hurricane. He's like a Florida man. He's going to stand up to the hurricane.
So, yeah, you heard about that story where the guy squared up with a hurricane and died? Yeah. Yeah, oh my God. But no,
back to Broken Ruler.
No, back the... Talk about the pipe.
Oh.
What the fuck happened there?
Okay, so there was a kid, and he had taken this little metal pipe, and he was running around the playground, yeah. He's running around the playground, and he was like, it just felt like a tap. Like, it was annoying. It was just, like, he was getting on people's nerves, and he was doing his little kid shit that he thought he could do at home or whatever, and just, you know, laughing. And the teachers, they're old as shit. They're adults. If they get on to kids, or if they try to, like, you get physical with a kid, they're losing their job. Especially with today, because of the fact that, like, you know, you do anything with a kid, then you're seen as, like, a pedophile, or you're, you know, like, anything. People use shit against you all the time. And so they were definitely, like, staying hands off. They're like, damn, I hope that these kids can figure this shit out, you know, whatever. Or this kid maybe will calm down with his, you know, metal pipe. And that was not the case at all. And in fact, he whacked me once. And then he went around. And if he was just whacking me, I would have dealt with it. You know, I would have been like, okay, fine, whatever. You know, recess is almost over. But he started whacking other girls. And that was whenever I drew the line and I was like, okay, you know, screw this guy. And as soon as he came to whack me again, I, like, whipped my hand around, grabbed the end of the pipe, yanked it out of his hands, and I just started flailing on him, basically. To the point that, you know, after a couple of hits to the face and stuff with that pipe, yeah, no, his teeth were definitely coming out. And that kid definitely went to the hospital. I didn't get anything except for ISS and some, you know, ISS time. I didn't get suspended or nothing like that. I just got ISS.
So for me, I was, obviously I'm older than you. Crazy, right? Crazy.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Bubby is older than Santa.
I'm actually the same. Frozo is, like, barely older than me.
But, so Frozo's the oldest?
Yes.
Okay.
But like, for me, I was always getting in trouble in elementary school, like, for fighting. And I don't remember half as much because, like, I would literally black out. And it's mainly my brother, my mom, and the fucking people that were watching us that would tell me what the fuck happened. And it was, I'm just like, really? I broke that guy's nose? Yes. Huh. Like... That's crazy. And that teacher, why is she mean to me? You broke her leg. Oh, how did I do that? You threw a chair at her leg, and she tripped. That explains why she didn't like me. Like, I don't remember.
You sound like such a troublemaker.
I apparently was. I was a fucking horrible kid.
I'm sitting over here being a savior of other little children.
Well, no, I did save a mentally impaired kid because, like, a black kid was, like, beating up on him. And then I beat the shit out of that kid. And then, like, I kept on punching him in the gut. I would let him hit me. I'm just like, all right, you're done. Punch him in the gut, and he'd fall over. He was, like, a nerdy black kid.
Okay.
I don't know why he was beating up on this, like, we were in third grade. He was beating up on, like, a mentally impaired kid. And then, like, a week later.
Inferiority disorder?
I don't know.
He wanted other people to feel inferior to him, so that way he felt better?
I don't know. But, like, a week later, you know, everyone was like, oh, good job, puppy. good job, you're a great guy. A week later, that mentally impaired kid tried beating me up or hitting me, or like he hit me too hard, and I beat the shit out of him. So I was not a good kid.
At the same time, it was like you were no better than the other kid beating.
Well, I didn't pick a fight with a mentally impaired kid.
He picked a fight with you.
Right. But it's like, I treated everyone the same.
So we could request self-defense at that point.
Yes. And no. But like, I don't know, man. Like, if you were my friend, I would do anything for you. Like, yeah. I did a lot for my friends. I still do a lot for my friends. I feel like, I hope I do. But yeah, it was...
You've definitely done a lot for me and Frozo, so we can't talk shit. So.
I would hope so. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, it's this for that. It's like, you guys are my friends. I wish the best for you guys, even if we're not friends anymore.
I feel like tit for tat is such a petty thing.
Quid pro quo, you know?
Yeah. Whatever. Double-edged sword, petty bullshit.
It's just, with my real friends, like you... Frozo and a couple other people, you know, with you guys, it's for me, it's like ride or die. If I'm like, you're cool with me, whatever else, like ride or die. We're good.
Yeah.
But back to the broken ruler.
Okay, so I remember, this is what I remember.
Mm.
I remember coming back from Italy, and
so fancy.
Yeah, very, very fancy. And I was like, yo, do you want to try this drink from Italy? It's called, what was that drink called? It was...
Melancello?
Yeah, limoncello. Limoncello. Melancello, something like that. I think it was melancello, because it's cantaloupe flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were like, yeah, sure, I'll try it. And you took, like, one sip of it, and you're like, dude, this is the best shit I've ever tasted.
It was delicious.
It was, and he drank, the like 90% of that bottle.
I didn't mean to, but you said it was cool.
Yeah, it was.
You said it was cool. I drank the whole bottle.
Yeah, you might have drank the whole bottle. At the end of the day, I thought it was. I knew it was cool because nobody else in my family was like,
"Yeah, oh, they didn't this like is it."
This shit. Yeah, no, it was the melancholy.
Because I made sure with you, I was like, "Is this cool?" And you're like, "Yeah, my parents don't like this. My sister doesn't like it." Blah blah blah. I'm like, "Awesome!"
Because I freaking love it.
And I was wearing my MTV tank top.
Yes,
the yellow one. Yes. It, which is crazy to my younger cousins. This blows my mind. I told them that MTV, like the M, stands for music. They don't fucking believe me. I know, like, yeah, like, oh, a whole bunch of other comedians did this. I can't remember which. I'm sure I heard it from another comedian that said that.
Mm.
But it's like, it is so fucking true. They didn't believe me.
It's called musical television for a reason.
With them and their fucking TikToks and whatever they fucking do now, it's like, I just can't with kids anymore, man.
You bring up TikTok. That reminds me of a TikTok I saw the other day. Oh, man, it was so funny. Because, like, we were talking about, like, the kids that were, like, not mentally disabled, but, like, this person, like, they were, like, a paraplegic. They couldn't walk or anything, right? And so, like, this paraplegic was talking about how they had trouble sleeping or something. So then they were gonna, and it was a TikTok. And so they were like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to take an Ambien or something and just, like, you know, pass out and help me sleep. And then my mom informed me that, you know, people that take Ambien, it causes, you know, sleepwalking. It induces sleepwalking. And then it pans into this paraplegic, like, as if they took the Ambien, and they're like, oh my god, finally!
They're just ghost walking.
No, they were in the wheelchair. They were, like, wheeling around. Oh, okay. Because, like, they thought, yeah, like, oh, sleepwalking, ha ha. And they couldn't walk.
All right, so back to my dick and the broken ruler.
He's like, you know, I never measured my dick, and I was like, you know, I think I have a ruler around here somewhere.
It was broken at, like, the 7 or 8 inches.
It was definitely broken at the 8-inch mark.
Trust me, ladies, I won't fill you up all the way.
I heard that, not scientifically, but a poll was taken, and, like, women say that anything over, like, 7.5 or, like, 7 inches just hurts too bad to actually enjoy sex.
I like, for me, sex is, like, one of those things, is like, I legitimately believe women should come first.
It's only proper.
Yeah. I'm not a cuck. I'm not a simp. I believe women should come first, and I can nut all over them afterwards. Like,
because when women nut, they can keep going. But when we have to wait like 10 minutes. 10 minutes, yeah. You know, and I'll get back at it.
But, like,
And a girl's like, I was just about to come, and now you're telling me I gotta wait 10 minutes? Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, then you have to do the whole cycle over again, but it's like, I don't know, I feel like, I did measure my width. It was like, it was pretty chunky.
It chunky?
Yeah.
I thought you were like a pencil, like long but thin.
No, I would have killed myself if I was a pencil.
Oh. Yeah. At least you're not a chode, which is like thick.
I also would have killed myself. Yeah. If I was a chode, a pencil, or just pathetic all around, I would not be here right now. I did measure it, and I was like, you know what? This is actually pretty nice. And in my ex, actually, she was telling me, like, if it was any bigger, just because of the,
girth?
Yes, I guess.
The girth is...
Yeah, she was like, if it was any bigger at all, like, with, lengthwise or whatever, she would have been like, nah. Nah, like, nah.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, though.
That's a monster right there. I heard that, and I was like, oh, hey, I am worthy.
I have this. Mm-hmm. This is me now. It is a major confidence booster.
Oh, yeah, totally. But, like, I still don't believe her. Because, like, I'm just that kind of guy. But it's like, it's one of those things, like, huh. You know, I've had a couple girls actually, like, tell me, like, they weren't paid for, I swear. They weren't. I didn't pay for them.
And like, you can't get plastic surgery on your penis.
Yeah, you can actually get an extension. So basically, you're like, there's a good 2 inches when you're soft or whatever, and you get it to like bring it out. But like whenever you get an erection, you're basically like a black dick, where it just like it just goes up. It doesn't like get bigger.
Huh.
It just like goes up pretty much.
So is that an extension, or is that just, like,
It's naturally what's in your body. They're just basically cutting into you and bringing it out more.
I'm good.
Yeah.
The most surgery I'll do on my privates is a bisectomy, because I'm not sure if I...
A bisectomy? What's that?
A bisectomy is one of those surgeries that they do so that way it cuts off the, part of the sperm that reproduces with the eggs and makes children.
I thought that was a vasectomy.
Or a vasectomy. Maybe it's a vasectomy. I don't know why
I said vasectomy. I think it's a vasectomy.
Vasectomy.
Then it's my brother vasectomized. Wants to do it. Yeah. He wants to do that.
Huh. So he hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, my mom's like, you're my only hope. I'm like,
I guess I'm just chopped liver.
Nope. Your only hope for grandkids is a Chinese kid named Short Round. And when he turns 14, he'll understand how horribly racist I am and hate me as a man. Not as a father, just as a person.
Mm. Yeah. Is Short Round like an adopted kid or?
Dude, that's Indiana Jones.
No, I know, but I'm saying like...
No, like for me, yeah, it would be an adopted child.
Mm.
And I would call him... No matter what his name is, he's just going to be Short Round, and he will have to call me Dr. Jones.
I did not want our viewers getting confused, thinking that you were Asian and having Asian kids.
Do I sound Asian?
I wouldn't know.
I hope I sound like, insert race.
Insert race.
I was trying to say, like, I don't know, something, but
well,
like...
Well, I mean, like, you know, like, I don't want to be racist or anything, you know, but, like, if you're saying...
We're far past that point. But, okay, so one thing I really wanted to talk about was, with this podcast, was, there's a guy I watch, his name is Rebel Taxi, he's a great guy on YouTube, awesome dude. I don't know him, no affiliation, no nothing, not a shout out, just
you're a viewer.
I really appreciate watching his shit. Yeah.
So shout out, but not really.
If anything...
It'd be a shout out if you knew them.
Not even a shout out. Even if I knew him, it wouldn't be a shout out because it's like, oh, cool. You have a what? I do this podcast with you guys for fun. I'm not looking to be like, oh, famous. We're gonna make it. It's just like this is fun for me.
I think famous comes with people that are just confident in general about what they do. You know, like I think like we will be famous through chance alone.
You know, I wish you and Froze the best of luck, but I'm just like, for me, it's just. An excuse to get drunk with my friends.
Well, I'm going to the Navy, so... Board button.
But, I don't know. Like, I wish the best for you guys. Like, I'll be on here whenever. I know people hate my voice. I definitely hate my voice. It's just... Yeah, I, you know, I I just see this as a fun time hanging out with my friends and reminiscing about stories.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. We're just storytelling. We bring up stuff that we've been through. We bring up stuff that we think about, and like it's all gonna be in the future where we come back and we listen to this shit and we're like, damn.
I can't wait to see this, hear this in 10 years, and just be like, huh.
I hope my kids find this to figure out how stupid I was at their age and be like, oh.
You think I'm going to have kids?
If I have kids, let me put it with that, because talked about like, a vasectomy.
I don't know, man. But like with me, nah, I'm good.
I've been told like I'm good with kids, but I'm good with other people's kids because I don't have to deal with all the in-between of that kid growing up and like, you know, feeding a...
You're not there all the time.
I got told the other day that the word pregnancy
is offensive.
Not offensive. It, like, somehow the word of pregnancy or being pregnant translates to a parasite.
Yeah, no. That's legit. Babies are the most common parasite in the world.
Because of the fact that, like, you're growing them in your tummy and they take away your energy.
Yeah, they're taking everything from you. You're not giving...
Nutrients, everything.
It's not a symbiotic relationship. They're literally, babies are the most common form of parasites.
So there you go. Babies are parasites.
Yeah. No, that's actually true.
I would not want to inflict a woman with a parasite. But for some reason, most women that I talk to, they want to be inflicted with a parasite. Especially around the ages of like 25 to 30.
But back to what I was saying with Rebel Taxi. He does like, his whole YouTube channel is about, like, talking about obscure 2000 cartoons or, like, just shows in general or games. Really cool guy. Like, you remember the cartoon show Mucha Lucha?
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, so it was, like...
a bunch of luchadors in, like, a high school.
Yeah. No, it was in lunch school.
Or elementary school setting, yeah.
And so with that... So that
and
cartoon...
And they have, like, a luchador showdown.
Yep.
Yeah.
So with that cartoon, it was made by an Australian dude and a Chinese woman. And they convinced Warner Brothers, because Warner Brothers were like, oh, no. We don't want any, like, actual physical violence. And they're like, no. No. Wrestling's fake, basically. They convinced Warner Brothers that wrestling is fake.
Wrestlers train in order to do the moves they
do. It's
for
performance.
For performance.
And
it's
to show
showmanship.
Yeah, exactly. And they convinced them, and Warner Brothers were like, okay, yeah. And but they still, like, it was very rare when they did that stuff, but like they mainly did the where they were transformed.
How can Warner Bros. Say that when they have like Looney Tunes?
Well, it's because it was.
Was Warner Bros. That, Looney Tunes?
Yeah,
Warner
Bros.? They're Looney Tunes, but okay. that's a different time period.
Elmer Fudd carries a rifle and hunts rabbits.
Elmer Fudd is no. You're think of Animaniacs.
No. Elmer Fudd.
No. So
is the,
Warner
is
Brother
the guy that's like, shh, we're hunting rabbits.
No, you're completely right. You're completely right.
And he goes after fucking Bugs Bunny.
Well,
that's violence in itself.
Well, don't feel bad anymore. No more guns or Looney Tunes.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Oh, freaking liberals taking away our guns in cartoons.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh man.
But no. So, what the fuck? So, Mucha Lucha, they convinced Warner Brothers, like, no, wrestling's fake, whatever else, and they're like, well, you can kind of do moves every now and again, but, like, we don't want to encourage violence and stuff, and, like, we're like, okay, it's cool, we'll do, they transform into a bulldozer or a ping ball and whatever else.
Yeah.
You know, cool stuff like that.
Yeah.
In
order to, like, you know, take the kids away from, like, the fact that they're fighting.
Right, but like,
it's fake fighting.
But this is what this guy does.
Skirmish.
Rebel Taxi. He talks about like obscure shows like that.
Okay.
Like Butt Ugly Martians or Chop Suey Chucks or, you know, like a whole bunch of other cartoons and shows that I was old enough in the 2000s to like, oh fuck, I remember that shit. Like
yeah.
That's cool.
Like most people might remember the Powerpuff Girls or something.
Or
like
Samurai
that.
Jack.
Or Samurai Jack.
Before the Adult Swim.
Yeah.
But, or the new video game that came out. I actually had the original, it was the second Samurai Jack game. It was the Game Boy one.
Okay.
Yeah, it was awful.
Awful?
Awful. Like, that was the most bullshit game ever.
Are we doing video game interviews on this too now?
Later. But, so he's doing a Twitch stream, right?
Okay.
And I got recommended this on my YouTube because I really like this video. He's playing Toy Story, the video game. And this game is infamous for being just god-awful bullshit. Like, just incredibly hard bullshit. And he's drinking while he's playing this game. So eventually he breaks down. And he fucking breaks. And he's like, you know, like, I'm going to college and I meet the goth girl of my dreams. You know, she's beautiful, skinny, goth girl. And she talks to me first. And she's like, wait a minute, I recognize your voice. Oh, you're a Rebel Taxi. I'm subscribed to you. I really like what you do. So he's like, oh fuck. I met a girl. Yeah. Like, the goth girl of my dreams. Like, everything's golden. God's actually shining on me. This is great. She's not interested in him. She's like, nah. I'm not. And he's... Like, the game broke him. He's breaking down crying. You know? Playing Toy Story. Drunk. Crying. About, like, I don't see why she doesn't like me. Like, I'm literally the perfect guy for her and she just doesn't want me. Like, he's broken.
But at the same time, he's drunk. Because he's been true. Drinking. So,
like, after... Like, I really like that video because it, like... As much as it is awful to see someone, like, it hurts me to see someone in pain and agony and whatever, watching that actually makes me laugh. Because it's like, I have been on that boat where it's like...
The irony.
Yeah, where I'm just like, dude, I know how you feel.
And your sympathy.
But it makes me laugh because I'm just like, he's been broken by Toy Story, the video game, you know? But,
it just goes to show that some video game makers just make their games too hard.
Well, I think it's just drinking. But, like, with that aspect, that's one of the things that kind of scares me about this podcast is we drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm scared that eventually one of us might break. So, on that same tangent, Santa, do you want to tell the whole class what you did after the first podcast?
No, I don't, because I'm saving that for a later episode.
All right, we'll save that for. Well, this will be a cliffhanger.
Yeah, that's a cliffhanger. Just know that in the future, that's coming up.
Yep. Oh man, that was such a crazy story after that break. I can't believe you told me everything about what happened, even though I was fucking there.
Yeah, well, you know, like I have fantastic friends. That's all I have to say. It's, you know, like,
yeah, no shit,
fantastic friends.
But
and everybody was compensated quite well for that night, so
yeah. I don't know what that was. I'm thirsty. Shit, what do you want to talk about, man? Like, after,
so
there was some other shit, but I can't remember.
I remember us actually hitting up on some subjects about, you talked about cartoons and all that reminds me of, like, Speedy Gonzales and stuff. Like, Warner Bros. And stuff like that. Shit. Yeah.
So, you heard that Speedy Gonzales, a whole bunch, you know, those professional people that, like, they're professional offenders, like, they get offended by everything. Nope. I don't know what the right terminology is for them.
I wouldn't know. You know, when you say that, I think about, like, you know, like, woke white people, whenever
pretty much,
like, you know, like,
pretty much, they're just professional offenders. They get offended by everything. A whole bunch of people, mainly the woke, you know, professional,
yeah,
whatever.
They get mad about, like, anything and everything, and just take it
right.
On
so they were saying Speedy Gonzales was a racist caricature, you know, and they removed him. So Warner Brothers were like, okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, let's get rid of him. And there was a fucking outpour from the Mexican community of, like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Warner Brothers is like, what do you mean? Give us back Speedy. Warner Brothers is like, well, he's racist. Mexicans are like, we don't give a fuck. Give him back.
Okay, but, like, why do you think that? Like, do...
Oh, so, for Mexicans, it's like, for me, personally, seeing how I am a minority.
Oh,
yeah, I am part of this community. Unfortunately for them, I am part of this community.
Unfortunately for them.
I'm Hispanic. Not full blood. But, like,
Unfortunately for them.
Yeah. Unfortunately for them, it's only half. Like, yeah. You know, they only got to deal with me half the time. But being raised Hispanic and whatever else, like, we just don't give a fuck about, you know, racist prejudice or whatever else. Like,
you also don't get a lot of, like,
representation.
Yeah, representation. At all. Like,
God, like, just sit down and think, how many mainstream superheroes or really anything, like, we'll just do superheroes because that's easy. How many mainstream superheroes do you know? The only one I can think of is fucking El Cato, and that is the only official Mexican superhero.
I had to say Silent because I really didn't know one.
Exactly. But, like, for every other, like, ethnicity, they all get representation. And it's all, oh, yes, queen, yes, queen, yes. Oh, praise. You know, we got, for Green Lantern, for example. We have the white Green Lantern, we have the black Green Lantern, which is Hal Jordan. I don't remember the white Green Lantern. I like him, too. Like the Green Lantern.
Hal Jordan was the white Green
Lantern. Was he?
Yeah.
Who was the black one?
I can't
remember. The black one is Hal Jordan.
Maybe they did, like, two renditions of Hal Jordan. Because, like, for example,
the black
Ryan
one...
Reynolds played Hal Jordan as the white Green Lantern.
I swear to God, it's the black Green Lantern is Hal Jordan because he hooks up with Hawk Girl. And yeah. They have Warhawk as a child.
So then why did
but
Ryan
I'm just,
Reynolds play as Hal Jordan? For
I don't know, man. Like
they just flip-flop, I think.
Even Ryan Reynolds says the Green Lantern movie was garbage. So
And he hated playing that role.
I'm glad he's
Maybe
Deadpool.
Maybe not hated, but like...
No, he hated it. But I'm glad he's Deadpool. That fits him. But like, for Green Lantern, they have white guy, black guy, Arabic dude. That's the newest one. He's a cop. So, like, the black one was a Marine. The Arabic dude is a cop. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Which is cool. Like, I fuck with the new Green Lantern. I actually like the Lantern Corps.
Well, just remember that the ring chooses its owner.
Right. Well, with the Green Lanterns.
I'm Mexicans.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a Red Lantern Corps guy. You know, like, I like DC and Marvel. I'm not a, like, one or the other. But, like, on either... other sides of the fence, like, there is no Mexicans. Like, even the new Hulk, new age Hulk, he's a gay Asian.
What?
Yeah. What? Wolverine's dead. What? So they pulled from another, because even though that speaks volumes of, like, oh, Wolverine's dead. That's a main character that everyone loves. Like, oh, fuck.
Spoiler alert. Wolverine's dead.
He got replaced with Old Man Logan. Somehow, Old Man Logan from his universe, whatever, the Old Man Logan universe, got pulled into the New Age comics. So Wolverine's not dead.
Wasn't there, like, a comic book about how, like, Captain America was actually keeping Wolverine on ice because of the fact that, like, he had, like, a disease or something?
Yeah.
That he couldn't cure.
Yeah.
A lot of different stuff.
Marvel does the parallel universe theory, you know. Like, how everything does the parallel universe theory. Like, even Pokemon does the parallel universe theory.
True.
Pokemon!
But I will say that I think they use the parallel universe theory because, like, you know, like, anything that has to do with time. Like anybody that can control time, it's, like, a bullshit story. And the reason why is because, like, you know, like, to be able to control time is, like, crazy. And, like, to be able to sit there and you know, like... make a story about somebody who can control time or multi-universes, it just ends up, like, ending in some bullshit, wacky way where they defeat the main bad guy. Or some shit.
You know what show I feel like they did it right, for the most part? Especially in the second season? The Umbrella Academy.
Sloppy writing. That's what that is. Sloppy writing.
Well, I mean, there's so many plot holes that you can fix, or, like, if someone, like, let's say the majority of people didn't like this comic book issue or whatever else, you can just be like, oh, it's not canon. Or parallel universe, new comic. Everyone likes this one. Okay, we'll roll with that.
Yeah.
It's just a good way to...
Leaves more open area for error.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess testing the waters as to what your viewers really want to see.
Have you seen The Umbrella Academy?
I've seen the first season.
All of it?
No, maybe it's up to, the fourth episode.
So, I hate the chick from Juno. The first season, every time I saw her and her boyfriend, I skipped it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is honestly worth it to see the second season.
Okay.
I would strongly recommend watching all the first season. Skip Juno. Just skip her. She, in parentheses, is important to the plot, but, you can skip off her scenes, even with her sister, the half-black chick, whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever she shows up in Juno, you can skip all that shit, and you'll...
It doesn't have a major effect on the story.
Even though it should, in parentheses, I'm doing the quotation marks with my hands, it doesn't.
Air quotes.
Yeah, air quotes, It doesn't. No, I pieced it all together. I'm a fucking idiot.
It's not that hard.
You know what else isn't hard?
I had a funny joke there, but what?
No, go ahead. I was hoping for a funny joke.
I was going to say my cock, because that's funny.
That's not funny.
Oh.
That was stereotypical. I was going to do
it's because I'm a dude, isn't it? I'm going to put my hands on my hips now. Power pose.
Are you assuming that I'm assuming your gender?
I think I'm assuming.
How dare you assume that I'm assuming that you're assuming that I'm assuming.
Who's assuming what now? I don't know.
I don't care. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, I went on a date the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
She had rats. Pet rats.
Oh.
She had 9 of them.
That was very confusing for a second.
Yeah, I know. I wanted it to be like that. She had 9 pet rats, and I'm used to, seeing rats, on TV, in cartoons, or Animal Planet, or National Geographic, stuff like that. For me, in my head, I'm like, oh, rats are cool. I like rats. They're cute.
So they weren't, gerbils or,
No, they freaked me the fuck out, man.
They were, like sewer rats.
Oh, dude. No, they were pet rats, but, how they walked.
Lab rats? Or
no, pet rats.
Well, yeah, I get that they were her pets, and they were rats.
They were the size,
like, the rats that, carried the Black Plague on the ships type of rats?
No, they're pets. You go to Petco, but, they're bigger.
It's a little weird.
So they're like, I don't know, how big is that? Maybe a foot?
Yeah. No. A foot is 12 inches, which is the size of a whole ruler. That fucking long.
Okay, so...
And so...
I would say
he probably showed maybe
6 inches?
6 to 8 inches. And then I tried to estimate what 12 inches would look like.
So I would say with the main rat that she pulled out, which is the big daddy rat, I would say he was about 8 inches long from head to tail.
Oh.
And he, how he walked and did everything, his fucking nutsack.
He was the rat king.
Yeah, it just freaked me the fuck out.
The fact that you paid attention to his sack is saying something.
It was huge, dude. It was from huge. His body mass ratio from his nutsack to his, body mass, whatever, that took
if
up
If that rat
easily.
Got neutered, he would have definitely lost, 2 pounds.
Yeah.
Of just...
If she was our size, I guess. But, he was like... Dude, it was like... That easily was... His nuts took up, was, the same length of, 20% of his body.
Oh, man.
So, it was like... Because, you see him fucking walking, you see his feet, his tail, and his nuts, And he's just dragging them. And it's like... I'm like, oh, this is cool. And he felt fucking weird crawling on me. He felt fucking weird.
So he drug his nuts on you is what I'm hearing.
On my pants, yes.
Okay.
But, it was... Seeing him walk, and his fucking tail, it was like a little snake.
That reminds me of that cartoon, Stoned Quackers.
God, that was such a good cartoon.
Yes, where, Dottie... invited
with the mice?
Yes.
The married... It was like, oh, this is my married couple. And John C. Reilly's like, oh, okay, let's... oh, God, they're rats.
I can't freak out. Rats are actually my biggest fear, but,
God, do you want to watch Stonecrackers again?
We'll watch that after this podcast.
I really hope they make a second season of Stonecrackers. That would make me want to get high again.
I've never been high before. And,
none of the stoners, but, like...
Yeah. I don't know. Like, for marijuana and stuff, I've heard both stories. I've heard things like they banned it because of the fact that, you know, like, it would help to remove certain races or people that did do it.
Yeah, it was, like, old prejudice when it was first, whatever.
Highly prejudiced, the people that were like,
but now it's just like, I mean... You gotta do what you gotta do. It's like, the government says no, yeah, all right.
Look at California, it's legal there now, and we see how that's going.
They've been a shit show. California's been a shit show before that.
I wasn't gonna say a shit show, I was just gonna say that they're doing their thing.
California and Oregon has been a shit show before that.
Okay.
I will tell you, because I went to Oregon, like, 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I saw people, like, my age, choosing to be homeless because it was a lifestyle, and actively doing heroin on the streets or practicing black magic.
Oh.
Wow.
Did they almost, like, recruit you?
In Scientology, yes. They almost did, because there was a hot redhead chick.
Oh, shit.
My brother was like...
So, was it the redhead that was, like just, like, her presence?
So, or? It was, like, me and my brother, we were walking downtown in Portland, Oregon. We're lost. Okay. And...
We it's see like this... we were in Ireland kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But
we were drunk as shit, aimlessly wandering around.
No, we weren't drunk by this time, because it was like early in the morning. Unlike right now. But, we see this hot redhead chick, and she has a whole bunch of, like, maps and shit. My brother's like, dude, she's fucking hot. I'm like, yeah, she is. He's like, can you be my wingman? I'm like, fuck yeah, I can. Let's go over there and talk to her. So we talked to her, she helps us out, and she's like, okay, cool. Since I helped you guys out, do you mind helping me out? We're like, of course. You seem like a cool person, what's going on? She's like, if you wouldn't mind, would you want to come inside this building and check out my thing? And it was a fucking business building. And these people were wearing fucking Navy uniforms, pretty much, you know? Not the sailor outfits, but, like, you know, like the Navy, whatever.
Yeah, like the like military's, like, what is it, print.
Yeah, but not the sailor, you know, with the hat and the white.
That's Coast Guard.
Is it? No, Navy wears that shit.
There's a white hat for Marines, too. For their dress blues, they, like, have a white hat. Anyway.
Just think of, like, military dress up, but not, like...
They weren't true military.
Don't think of, like, sailors, you know, where it's like, oh, the sailors, and they're wearing solid white.
Okay.
But, like, the other dress-up that they do.
Okay.
Is the best way I can describe it.
Yes.
And I was like, we were both looking there, and we're like, what the fuck? What is this? And she's like, oh, this is the Church of Scientology. Me and my brother were like, nope. My brother was looking at me like, they almost got me. That was a hot redhead. My weakness. How they know?
I think they were scoping you out.
Probably. Do you want to stop here for, like, a couple seconds and then go back at it?
No, I think that, you know, like, you know, you guys out there who are listening, I hope that this was enough for you. I'm not going to lie. If I drink any more than the foreshadowed incident of last time,
we're saving that for a special time. Yes.
Yeah, I definitely think that we could probably end here. And, like, you know, Frozo and all was just, like, you know, like, it was just an interview about how he felt about Frozo wanting to change your name and about, you know, like...
I really like the jump cuts that we do because it's like, I have to pee.
Yes, there's a lot of pee moments here.
Yeah, mainly on each other because, you know, that's how we do. And, no, I, like, all right, so... Honestly,
funny enough, the first episode is the only episode that actually had music with it in the background.
Really? You guys didn't do it?
Not for the
second. Oh, because you were hunting.
Yeah.
And oh, shit.
Not even this time. We didn't put on music for this one either.
So, a fun quick story. Not really fun, but, like, a quick story. I was really young. I was looking up different kind of porn things, whatever. And I saw one porn tab. Whatever, and it was, like, a chick that looked like Marilyn Monroe, and she was all white room. I'm like, oh, she looks pretty, whatever else. She instantly squatted down. She was like, ah, and started peeing on a white carpet. And it was like bright yellow.
So she just didn't have a lot of water that day.
Right. So like I instantly paused it and I didn't jack off for like a year. And I was filled up with so much testosterone where I was like, hey, you see the car over there? Yeah, I could pick that up. Like, I just had that, like...
Okay, so you had, like, mom strength when a mom gets mad.
Yeah.
Mom strength.
It was, dude, it was bad, like,
And we're gonna end there, so,
Are you sure? We got 10 more minutes. Nope, like,
Bubby, I really appreciate you coming out today and everything, and, I hope you enjoyed the interview.
I didn't. I hated it. It was great. It was awful.
Really?
Yeah, no, I never want to do this again. I'm done.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have a guest interview next time, you know, guest star, because Bubby doesn't want to do this anymore.
No, this is the worst.
Completely awful. Leave us a 5-star review.
Thanks for having me come out here.
No problem.
It was a fun time. It was great. Shaking hands and everything. It was fun. But, you know, the one thing I wish I had, you know, other than this coffee, like, if your secretary could, you know, give me some fried dumplings, that'd be great.
And if that coffee better have Bailey's in it, or else we're not drinking.
Well, I mean, if throwing some head, and you know, that's a done deal.
That has nothing to do with the coffee.
I mean, we're friends, right? All right. Good night.
Good night.
Is it night?
Well, it's 7 in the morning, but night.
Night.